This is Sarah from The Versatile Writer. It's been about 5 or 6 years since I last saw this author, but I finally caught up at Swanwick with Della Gorton. Welcome to The Versatile Writer.
Thank you very much.
Let's ask you a few questions first. Well, how did you first get into writing?
I joined an adult education writing class, which was, the title was Writing for Profit and Pleasure, in 1987. And the reason I joined this class, actually, was because I was going out with a boyfriend at the time. And he said, well, we haven't got enough in common. Let's go and join a class. And we joined a writing class. And he left after the first term in 1987. And I still go to that class, wow. As well as teach.
Wow, that's excellent. So 87?
87.
Wow. So in that time, you've achieved a huge amount, actually, haven't you?
On the writing front, yeah, I guess I have. Yeah.
What's your favourite genre to write in then?
I like writing about families and I like writing about dysfunctional families, and I quite like fast-paced novels. I like something to be happening. I like thrillers as well, actually, but I like something where you can really get into a bit of depth. I don't like very skimming the surface shit. Chicklet, apart from I'm not even sure if she is, but Sophie Kinsella, I love her. So I like humour.
Who you like to read?
Yeah, who I'd like to read. I like humour. But to write in, do you mean to write in?
Yeah.
Well, I like writing humour, actually. So I like writing humour, and I like writing about dysfunctional families. And I like to go, I'd also like writing on the dark side, so I've kind of split into two, but I'm going towards humour at the moment in my career anyway.
Do you think that's quite an interesting thing that you said there? Because I, as you know, tend not to write in the same genre each time. Yeah. And the one I'm writing, or the one I'm editing at the moment, is a bittersweet romance. It has got a happy ending eventually, but it takes a while to get there. Yeah. And that is a very dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
So do you think that the dysfunctional side of it makes the genre?
I think that a lot of families are dysfunctional. Is there any such thing as a normal family? I mean, probably not.
Yeah.
So it's a universal truth in there, really. And I think everyone can relate to it. And what is normal anyway? I mean, if I'm doing inverted commas in the air, what is normal? So I like to write about families. I guess you could just say that. But it would be really boring because when I'm writing, obviously things have to happen. It'd be really boring if it was all really happy families and that was it. So I guess dysfunctional has to come up.
It probably does, yeah. Is it sort of explosive dysfunctional, or is it psychological dysfunctional?
Psychological dysfunctional.
Yeah, I think actually you're right with the... That's what draws me in with the psychological aspect, because that opens up a huge amount that you can play with.
Yeah, I actually like reading crime, and I like reading psychological thrillers, so I think I'm affected by that, influenced by that.
You said about the favourite genres that you like to read,
yeah,
and the ones you like to write. Do you think you'll ever change that?
I would like to try my hand at writing a crime book one day, but I can't do police procedural. It would be a psychological thriller. At the moment, though, I'm in firmly in the rom-com arena, I'd say, romantic comedy.
Yeah. Do you find that easy to write?
Sometimes. It depends. Funnily enough, I'm one of those writers, if I'm really sad, I write humour.
Oh, okay.
And if I'm really happy, I write dark.
That's interesting.
Because almost can't do, I can do the one that's the furthest away from me at the time.
I think I must put a lot of myself in my stories then, because if I'm in a dark place, I can only write dark.
Interesting. But if I'm in a dark place, I write humour to cheer myself up.
Maybe I need to go through it a bit more and then bring myself out of it that way. What's your current project?
I've just signed a 4-book contract.
Yay!
And I'm writing, I think they're going to be linked. We're still working on it, actually, because they took me on for a book that was about dysfunctional families. And they want me to make that into a launch book, which may or may not work for the next three. So that'll be, it's possible. It was a standalone book originally. It's quite hard to convert a book that's a standalone book into a launch book. So watch this space.
Are you allowed to say any more about it yet?
It's called the Bluebell Cliff series, and it's coming out next year, and we haven't fixed on a date yet, the first one. And then the others will either follow on from that. It just depends how it goes.
Who's the publisher?
Boldwood Publisher. They are a new publisher who were formed by some of the editors from HarperCollins. they'd set up the ARIA imprint, and they decided that they wanted to basically come away from HarperCollins and do it themselves. So they have on their list, they have about 20 authors, I think, and I think they're all women, and 85% of them are already in the bestseller list. Gosh. They're best-selling authors. So I feel like, woo!
Wow.
I'm hoping that that's going to happen to me.
I'm sure it will. Do you get intimidated by other people's writing?
No. I get inspired by other people's writing.
That's a brilliant attitude to have. That's something I really need to adopt, I think. So how can listeners find out more about you?
Well, actually, I've just started a YouTube channel and I've got 5 subscribers. Ha ha. I think you have to have 1 million, don't you? Anyway, I've got 5 at the moment.
Well, you're nearly there.
Yeah, I'm nearly there. Yeah, it's just one step at a time. Small beginnings. But I actually, on my YouTube channel, I do 30 second, or is it 1 minute? Can't remember. I think it might be 1 minute writing tips. They are literally 1 minute. And I've got things like, should you have a public drawer agent? How do you create a really bad character? How do you write good dialogue? That kind of thing. And it's a very new departure for me. And it came about because my current publishers, my new publishers, Boldwood, they said, could you send us a short video about your writing? And I thought, short, well, I don't know how much short is, so I'll do it like 2 minutes, one. And then I got all these questions set up to get someone to ask me. And then when I actually looked at it again, it said 30 seconds, I think, or it might have been 1 minute. And I thought, I'm not going to fit much into that. And then I decided, I think it's a 60 second one. And then I decided I might as well do some more while I was at it and set up a YouTube channel. So I did. And there's about 5 or 6 on there at the moment, but I'm adding them as I go.
What's it called? It.
It's just called Della Galton's 60 second videos, I think, tips on writing.
Brilliant.
Rubbish. If you just put Della Galton in YouTube, you will find it.
Of course, yeah. I should have just worked that one out in the first place.
I'm not sure what it's called. That's bad, isn't it?
It's new though, isn't it? So, yeah, like the versatile writer, it's new. It's going to take a little while to get used to it. I'm so used to saying all the other things that I do, so it's a new one to think about. Do you have a website?
I do. www.dellagalton.co.uk, I think it is.
Excellent stuff. Okay. As I said earlier when we started the interview, that we've not seen each other for quite some time. The last time we met was at a book launch on a barge. It was my book launch, yes. I didn't want to. Yes, it was mine, yes.
That was brilliant.
It was really good fun. But I needed to find a unique venue for the launch. So putting it on a barge seemed unique enough. And then it was you that said, oh, I get it now, why you said you're going to launch your book on a barge. And I had to, yes, of course, I totally knew that.
It's the most memorable book launch I've ever been to.
Wow.
It was a brilliant idea.
Thank you. I don't get many brilliant ideas, so I'm pleased you were there for that one.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
It was really good fun, actually. I hope I can replicate it again at some point.
You can just have another one on a barge.
Of course, yes.
A yacht.
Oh, a yacht.
With
some champagne, maybe. Yes, we're getting into this now. We'll have to work on something.
I think big.
Very big. Thank you so much for your time today. And
my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
That's no problem. And hopefully it won't be another 5 or 6 years until we catch up again.
I sincerely hope not. Thank you.
Cheers. Sarah. Thanks very much.